Hello and welcome to Lifetime Uncorked. Oh, my voice just went through puberty. The podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate-watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
And I am Sharla Hale.
Congrats on the puberty, man.
Oh, thanks. I forgot to say my name also. It's Patrick Serrano. Just in case.
They know.
Anyone was wondering. They know.
Everyone fucking knows that. They better know that.
We know. You know, I was just distracted by going through puberty. It just happened so fast.
It's tough.
Take the time to acknowledge and go through.
Puberty's tough because you like don't even really know that you're going through it. And then boom, you fucking got puberty.
Yeah.
And
then no one told me.
Then you got pubes all of a sudden.
Right?
Everywhere.
Oh, God.
Just everywhere.
Save it for the Not Safe for Work podcast. This is Lifetime Uncorked podcast, and it is our favorite time of year. We have Sharla Beaver-Hale back in the studio, the Zoom studio.
Hey!
To talk about Christmas!
Yay!
It's crazy.
Which feels very weird because we are recording this before Halloween.
Right. Well,
right.
So this is very hard.
The earliest ever. Drew was literally carving pumpkins before he came to record today.
Up to the minute, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Up to the fucking minute. Mm-hmm.
And Drew and Amy love Halloween, you know?
We love that Halloween. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love my Christmas.
Drew loves a Christmas. Amy, not so much loving
Amy does
the
not
Christmas.
Love the Christmas. No. She does not love the Christmas. She has not had good times in Christmas growing up.
I just love Christmas. And I'm just like, this is the time. We're in quarantine. I'm already at my house in my sweatpants and, you know, everything. So I'm ready to be cozy for the holidays.
Yeah. I've never felt seasons more than quarantine year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what...
Absolutely. So if you haven't joined us for a quarantine, not a quarantine Christmas, but that should be a Christmas movie.
Yay!
A Christmas season on the podcast. What we do is we do these little preview episodes. We're doing 3 episodes coming out over the next few weeks, interspersed with our Representation Matters series that we recorded with Alex earlier, to kind of get you ready for the Christmas season. If you're not ready and you don't want to start watching these movies in October, like me and other crazy people, you know, you can wait and just listen to the previews and then start watching them like normal people do around Thanksgiving.
These are just previews. Do not worry.
But our official launch for the Christmas season will begin Thanksgiving, and we'll be releasing an episode a day starting on Thanksgiving. So one episode every day until we run out of episodes. I think we're doing like 32 movies or something. It's going to happen. It's going to be a lot. Yeah, poor Drew is going to have so much editing. But we're not doing Candace. We're not doing anything fancy. We're just getting in and getting the fuck out.
Getting in, get out. That's it.
Get in, get out.
Get in, get out.
At least you're not getting married this time.
That is true.
Wow.
This is true.
Almost a year ago. It's nuts.
This is a year ago. Fucking year.
You're not in the Bahamas, like, stressing over, like, releasing a podcast episode.
Yeah, so. Making sure that it was like, oh, why didn't that one release? Okay, got to fix something. Fix something.
It happened.
Now I can be live and I can be like, okay, calm. And I can just go in and be like, I have my internet, that my trusty home internet, if anything goes wrong.
Well, and you know, our listeners know that you release them when you can. And you know, if something goes funky and something happens, it's Candace's fault.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's just what it is.
It is. It is her fault.
And as Kansas would say, that's what God wanted, or something like that, probably.
Totally.
Yeah. It's God's will.
Yeah.
So, you know, just keep an eye out for those episodes. You know, Candace is coming to get us, so just look out. Before we get started, I just want to remind people that are listening to the podcast, you know, leave a review. We're almost at 200 reviews for the holidays, which is our goal. And I have a really nice one that I wanted to read today that actually speaks to what we're talking about, like being in quarantine and like the quarantine year that Charlotte
has. The quarantine
year.
Yeah.
Quarantine year.
Not fun. So business time.
Clown world. We live in clown world.
Absolutely. It is. I honestly can't believe that this is still our lives, but here we are.
Here the fuck we are.
Here the fuck we are.
So the review title reads as follows. Lifetime is life. Life is lifetime.
Man, yes.
Isn't that deep? Okay.
Yeah, deep. It's beautiful.
It's deep.
There's a lot of emojis. I'm going to read through them really fast.
The emojis?
Yeah, there's so many emojis. 5-star review and so many emojis. We have a cat with hard eyes, a balloon from it, a popping champagne, a like little squirrely like birthday blowy thing, correct, a thumbs up, a little hat person blowing out the little blowy birthday thing, a genie, correct, a butterfly, a selfie, a snail,
a squid
or like an octopus, and then
definitely
an octopus,
and then like a baseball mitt, maybe,
probably.
Yep.
I don't know. Okay, the review says, a different podcast led me to Lifetime on Court. Oh, maybe I'll read it in a British accent.
Please.
Okay.
This will be terrible, but I'm going to try. A different podcast led me to...
Wait, stop. No, no.
Okay, I'll read it normal.
As producer, I decided against that.
I watched Bridget Jones' Diary, so I thought I could really do it, but I can't. I'm not Renee Zellweger.
Denied. Sorry, okay. Denied.
A different podcast led me to Lifetime on Court, and I'll be forever grateful for the virtual introduction. This podcast led my husband, a husband listens to this podcast. Wow.
What?
My husband and I get to led my husband and I to get the Lifetime Movie Club app, and it has been a saving grace during quarantine. Thank you, Patrick, as your suggestions have given us many delightful bad movies to watch. We also like to imagine each movie with a full cast of drag queens and kings.
Nice. Yeah.
How can we make that happen? Like, they're true. They're right. It should happen. Anywho, I love everything about your podcast. I'm not kidding. It's been a real highlight of the many months I was able to go through all the back catalog. Keep up the good work. All right.
That's so great.
That's a great, what a great review.
I know.
These people are so great.
Like an honest, heartfelt review with crazy emojis.
And that's from Sponder. Sponder.
Ooh, Sponder, okay.
So a little scary name.
Yeah.
A little bit. Is it but like soft Spawn? Heart. Like soft Spawn?
Like a Spawn, yes. Like some
Spawned?
Like Satan Spawn, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Sponder.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Fuck yeah.
Yes, so okay. I love that. I love that, you know, they're saying like, they were in quarantine and they're listening to the back catalog, because Drew, you've been saying people have been going back and listening to old episodes.
There's a lot of people just go like, oh, they just do this, is what they, so like if any new listener listens to like a new a new episode and they're like, oh, they've just been doing this the whole time. Yeah,
here we are.
Got plenty of time now.
Go back and listen to the very first episode.
Over 200 episodes. So
my voice is like 17 octaves lower.
Oh, in the first season.
The very first episode, hello, I'm Patrick Serrano.
I'm Patrick Serrano.
But I had like an announcer voice on for some reason.
Well, you were trying to do yourself. Well, you were trying to do, I think, at first you were trying to do like radio.
Yeah.
Where it's like, all right, let's get on down. We're WQHW Mountain Rock Mononaut. Or whatever. Like you were doing kind of like what you thought like a radio, but... When actually, you can just say whatever you want, girl. Whatever you want, girl.
Amazing. Well, thank you for writing reviews, and everyone write reviews. Oh my God, I'm drinking this sangria like something, and it's so delicious. From Winehouse. They're not a sponsor, but they should be.
Yeah. I think everything we drink should be a sponsor.
Totally. I don't know why I don't know why we're not there yet. Tell your friends about the podcast.
Need to get... These companies get their head out of their asses and start sponsoring us. That's really what needs to happen.
Okay, so I think it's time to jump into the movies. So let's pull this up. So we're just going to go through the list. Charlotte and Drew will take turns reading them, because as you could tell from me reading that review, I'm not the best at reading. And I'll just like do the title and like when it's coming out. And you can get out your pens and pencils and write this down in your planners. Okay, so now we are going to jump into the movies. So as you may recall, this is more for Charlotte and Drew than for the listeners. We can either pour it up, put a cork in it, or let it breathe, because we can like let it breathe and think about it if we aren't quite sure about the description, what's going on.
Right, because so, it hasn't really been made yet. It's not done.
Right.
Technically.
And, well, yeah. A lot of these are filming during COVID, so we don't really know what's going to happen.
Oh, boy.
It might not happen.
They're all Zoom movies.
Everyone might get COVID.
There's a Vanessa Hudgens one. Vanessa Hudgens, yeah. And she is playing, you know, like the one where she played twins and they were like in a princess or whatever. Now she's triplets, okay? So she's playing triplets in the Netflix movie. So if Vanessa...
Okay.
If Vanessa... Is her name Vanessa Hudgens? She gets COVID. That's three principal actors that are out. For the filming.
Out.
And they're filming now.
Oh my God.
What are we doing?
So I'm really
standing is praying.
I know.
Like, what are we doing?
I'm very nervous for that movie if that will actually happen. But we're not covering Netflix. We're doing mostly Lifetime this year. We're doing
movies so bad.
We're doing two Hallmark movies this year. So
only two.
That's a little different for us. We decided.
Yeah, no, thank God.
We decided to let it go. Let it go. Let other people do it.
Yeah, I don't. There are other podcasters who we talk to semi often.
Yeah,
where we're like, look, we're friends. Do the Hallmark shit. We don't fucking want to do the Hallmark shit.
We got Lifetime covered. You do Hallmark. There's no turf war going on.
There's enough.
We're like, look, we want to get out of that turf war because like. You know, we were almost killed over it.
We were.
There's some violence that goes on with it.
Oh my like God, what?
The Deck the Hallmark boys, you know, they're like three boys and we're just like two boys. So
we're two boys.
So they beat us up.
They beat the shit out of us. We're just kidding. They're great.
They're wonderful.
They're good dudes. Listen to their shit if you want to listen to, like, if you want to hear about Hallmark movies, go there. The other one is, there's
a bunch.
There's so many, but like we have good friends that, like good podcast friends that do Hallmark shit. Listen to their shit, about Hallmark. We're trying not to, but sometimes we do have to do Hallmark movies.
Got to do Christmas. A Candace. We'll get to it, but we'll get
we to have it. To do it just because we got to do that. But yeah.
Okay. So the first movie premieres on October 23rd. So this Friday of a recording. This Friday. At 8 p.m. on Lifetime, it stars Abigail Klein, Ryan Cooper, and Caroline Portu. And it is called Christmas on Ice.
Yeah. Christmas on Ice.
Hey, put it on ice.
Put it on ice.
Absolutely.
Is this what's the one? What's that movie?
Ice Castles?
Like Topic. What was that movie? That's where they say that.
Oh.
Topic. Where it's a dude who played hockey, but now is trying to get into.
The Mighty Ducks?
No,
what the fuck is a toe pick?
That's like part of the movie. Oh man.
Oh.
I'm shitting myself right now trying to figure out like
Jesus.
But that is the
It'll come to you. While you're thinking of that, Charla, why don't you read the synopsis for this first one and then we'll say what we're going to do to this movie.
Okay. Courtney Bennett, a former US figure skating hopeful, runs the city's public skating rink, but when the mayor announces its closing, Courtney is heartbroken, but determined to save it. After Courtney's attempt to warm the mayor's Scrooge-like heart fail, she enlists the help of Noah Tremblay, a former professional hockey player and single dad with a butt to skate on.
It doesn't say that. That was your ad.
That was mine.
They do have great butts.
I imagine all skaters do. Who owns the new indoor skating center to help her? And together they find more than just the spirit of holidays on the ice.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
That's the one, the movie that I was talking about. Yes.
Okay. This is the movie. So Drew, what are you going to do to this movie based on its description and not having seen it?
I pour it up 100%. You got, it's like Save the Youth Center. It's like a ski movie, kind of, but like with an ice skating rink.
Yeah.
And Shyla?
I'm going to pour it all over me. I'm going to pour it up. Mm-hmm. We've got skaters. We've got ice.
Yep.
Yeah. Community. I feel like they might eat a hot dog.
I used to be a hockey player, but I could learn some fucking, I could learn some figure skating. Because I'm still good at skating.
It's
going to
be great. I'm also going to pour it up because, you know, a former national figure skater, whatever it was, love that.
Yes.
And a hopeful, which means she probably didn't make it.
She didn't, but everyone was hoping for it.
But then she finds love, you know what I mean? So, like, does Oksana Bayul have love? No, because she has a gold medal, and that's all she gets.
And
you can't have both. You can't have both.
She's cocky about it.
Don't even try.
And every person that tries to date her... is like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Don't get me started on 1994 Olympics, guys. That's my next podcast.
I can't wait.
It's just about the 94. How many seasons will that be?
Oh, God. It's going to be like 14 seasons.
Well,
we're on 7 on Lifetime. So it's amazing. Okay. Next. The next movie, Christmas Unwrapped. It airs Saturday, October 24th, this Saturday, 8/7 Central. It stars Amber Steven West, Marco
Grazzini,
Sherrion Drakes.
Sure.
These are all people you've never heard of. But that's why we love it, okay? Lifetime didn't spend the money to get, like, you know, I don't know, somebody who doesn't matter. They spent the money on the movie's production, okay?
Okay. Am I reading this one?
Yeah, this one's you.
From executive producer Tiffany Haddish, Christmas Unwrapped follows Charity, Amber Stevens West, an ambitious reporter who learns the true meaning of Christmas when she investigates Eric Gallagher, Marco Grazzini, a beloved member of the town who insists all the gifts he provides are from none other than Santa himself.
Hmm.
Okay.
And you can't see this, but I put my face on my chin.
Like, aw.
Or no, on my fist. I put my face on my fist.
Right. So.
To be like, think about it.
Think about it. Drew, what are you going to do to this movie?
I don't know. I'm pouring it up because Santa might be involved. Like, Santa, like magic Santa.
Right.
Like Shyla. Real magic Santa.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Shyla?
I gotta let it breathe. A reporter? Okay.
We like that.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it. It didn't speak to anything in my heart.
Well, that's fair.
Drew left out a very important part of the synopsis, the last sentence, which says Cheryl Ladd also stars. So Cheryl Ladd from Charlie's Angels.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
It was formatted weird. I didn't see
that. It's very important. So I'm pouring it up for that because you got to have Cheryl Ladd in a movie.
Ladd.
She's pushing 70 probably.
God bless her. Get her paid.
You know, get her
get
in
that
there.
Money.
She's that money. She's out there risking her life to be in a Lifetime movie. Like,
COVID.
Pour it up for that. Pour it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Next movie is called Forever Christmas.
Is it?
Here's something scandalous.
It's Forever.
Lifetime released a movie called Forever Christmas last year. They repeated a title. Which is a huge no-no.
Yeah.
No.
That's a holiday movie sin. So it's a put a cork in it. We're not even going to read it.
Nope.
Damn.
Yeah.
Automatic. Put a cork in it because you can't repeat a title Lifetime.
I deserve it.
Although you have the poster on here or like the thing, it says Mr. 365.
Maybe they'll change the title.
Oh, that's true. I mean, you know, they probably marketed it as Mr. 365, but people don't think that's a Christmas movie. They just think it's a calendar.
Right. That doesn't
movie.
Sound like a.
That sounds like robots.
Yeah. It sounds like a science fiction. Yeah. Mr. 365.
Oh, and also, you know what? It's a movie from 2018 from my notes. So you can literally stream it right now. Look up Mr. 365. Lifetime just bought it because they needed to fill a slot.
Yeah. Oh,
they needed content. Okay. We don't even need to bother with it. You can watch it now.
Moving on. Watch it now. Watch it on my website because that's an affiliate link, okay?
Oh, yeah. Do that.
I'll get like a penny from that.
Yeah, you'll get like at least pennies out of it. We'll make pennies.
Moving on, the next week, this is Halloween weekend, very spooky weekend, but not on Lifetime. They're doing a crafty Christmas romance on Friday, ooh, October 30th at 8 p.m. It stars Nicola Posner, Brad Johnson, and Rennie Grames. These names are rough.
These names, yeah.
They're rough. I mean, they're hard to, yeah.
A crafty Christmas romance.
Yes. Charlotte, yeah. I think this is your turn to read the synopsis.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Shit. Charlotte.
You're out again.
Coming through. Damn it.
I can kind of hear you. Hold on. Keep
like you're
saying fuck.
Bunk, bunk, bunk. You're coming in here and there. Hold on.
Yeah, it's got to be those headphones.
But it's still registering her.
It is.
I feel like it's Zoom. I feel like it's some weird Zoom thing.
Really?
Yeah, because it's still... it. Like, when she talks, Zoom highlights those. Her. So.
Yeah. Fuck. What do we do?
What did we do before?
We stopped the recording. It started over.
Yeah, we started it
over. I mean, I could... Oh, wait. There you are.
Hello. Am I okay?
Yeah, you're back.
Yeah. God damn it. I hope I don't mess everything up. But I'm not touching anything.
I know. It's so weird. Yeah, you're totally back and you're fine.
I hate it.
Drew is not happy about this.
Oh, man.
I know it.
This is going to be... a dirty mess. A dirty mess. A dirty mess Christmas.
A dirty messy Christmas.
Should we pick it back up, Drew, or should we stop the recording and restart it?
Okay, so the last one we did.
We
talked about Forever Christmas.
Yeah.
And we didn't do anything, so that's cool. So. Let's do.
She was literally about to read.
Yeah. So let's just like if just read, start reading.
Okay.
Start reading.
Yeah. Don't pause the recording or anything yet. Mm-hmm. Just start reading.
Okay.
Mandy, the owner of a craft and hobby store, discovers an old copy of A Christmas Carol among donations for a book drive. In the book is a letter to Santa from 70 years ago, along with a valuable coin. Mandy sets out to find the owner of the book, letter, and coin with the help of Jonah, a contractor, who first came upon and donated the book. Along the way, they find clues that lead them closer to the author and to teach each other. But can Mandy return everything to the book owner in time for Christmas and make her own Christmas wish come true?
Wasn't this literally a movie that we did last year?
Oh.
Like the same plot.
Well,
it wasn't a coin. It was like a...
It wasn't 70 years ago. It was 69 years ago. Hey.
That's right. Oh, 69. That is a sexual number. Yeah.
Charlotte, what are you going to do to this movie?
I'm going to pour it up because it sounds mysterious and there's money involved. One, money.
True. Drew, how about you?
I think I'm going to cork it, man, because I think this is already done. It's already done. Or maybe they're trying to like kind of redo it, but it's 70 years old.
Right. I'm also going to put a cork in it. When Charlotte was explaining the synopsis or reading the synopsis, she said book like 17 times and I really got bored. Mm. So books.
Yeah, I forgot.
Books are
like,
boring.
After a minute, because of the synopsis, I forgot what was previously said in the last in the previous sentence.
And we're so promised we're promised crafts, not books. So give me crafts, a crafty Christmas.
Mm-hmm. And give me some witchcraft.
Yeah, or call it a book Christmas. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of the craft, Drew, are you excited for the craft remake?
Absolutely.
I am. Who are they remaking it with?
Oh, it's coming out on the day that we're talking about, the 30th of October, as it should. They're remaking it with just like new teens and doing it.
I love new jams.
They're doing new jams. I'm in. I'm into it.
I think I'm gonna buy it.
I think I'm gonna buy it on streaming and like rent it and watch it. And maybe I'll write a blog post about it if anybody wants to get Halloween-y.
Yeah, I will. I'm Halloween-y.
I'll do.
I know. I'll do you.
I'll do it.
Oh, Drew, God.
Drew, don't make promises you can't keep.
You're right.
Sorry. It would have happened by now, okay?
It already would have happened.
It's like the sexual tension between me and Drew is like off the charts.
It's just insane.
We're like Cybill Shepherd and Bruce Willis. From Moonlighting.
Oh, excuse me.
From Moonlighting, man. You just can't. You can cut it with that fucking knife. It's easy.
Okay, the next movie is called Candy Cane Christmas. It comes out. I know, we love candy canes. Comes out Saturday, October 31st.
On Halloween.
On Halloween. So while everyone's handing out candy, I'll be watching this movie, which stars Beverly Mitchell, Mark and Derek Johns. And Drew, would you like to read the synopsis?
Yeah. All right. Since childhood, Candy Cane Lane has been Phoebe's favorite Christmas tradition of an entire neighborhood decorated for the holidays. This Christmas, however, the neighborhood decides to skip the decorations, crushing her spirits. As Phoebe is searching for a new tradition to cheer her up, she realizes that it's not the traditions we cherish, but the people we spend them with. While preparing for her new tradition, Phoebe stumbles upon the final thing her Christmas was missing. Love.
Aww.
I'm into it. Pour it up.
Okay. Charlotte, how about you?
I don't care. Put a cork all over it, in it,
fucking
around
cork.
It.
Put it in
savage. Bury it.
Savage. That's fair. So, guys, this movie actually stars this guy, Mark Gianfi, or whatever his name is, I can't say it. He played the first gay couple in a Christmas movie last year called Twinkle All the Way. It wasn't about the gay characters, but he was like the brother was gay, and there was a gay kiss and everything. So, huge deal for Lifetime.
Big deal.
So, I really like him. Maybe because he played a gay character, I was like, oh, this man is so fine, and maybe I have a chance to be his husband someday. So, I'm pouring it up for him. The movie itself sounds kind of boring, you know, but I think he'll make it good. And Beverly Mitchell from Seventh Heaven, you know.
That is her.
Yeah, we all know she's the best actress from Seventh Heaven besides Catherine Hicks. So,
I didn't realize. I'll let her breathe for that reason only. Is he gay in real life, this Mark guy, or no?
I don't think so, but he has beautiful eyes.
Oh.
So he might as well be gay.
Yeah, he's definitely a gay like tease, you know?
Yeah.
Like me.
Absolutely. Anyway. I think it's Drew's turn. I'm like losing track because my wine's going down.
No, I think it's Charlotte's turn.
Charlotte's turn. Okay, great.
Yeah.
So this one's called The Christmas Ant.
Not
like a bug.
Not a bug. It's not a bug's life.
Like an auntie. It should be called like the auntie. Christmas auntie. Just so we're clear.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm. It airs November 1st on Lifetime. Stars Keisha Knight Plum. And the synopsis is as follows.
When Rebecca Miller returns home to Tennessee 2 weeks before Christmas to take care of her niece and nephew while their parents are away, the last thing she expected is to reconnect with her childhood best friend, Drew. As she attempts to revive the kids' Christmas spirit and redeem their faith in Santa, she rediscovers her favorite child activity, 12 Days of Christmas, something she always did with Drew. As the kids' faith in the holiday grows, Rebecca and Drew's friendship returns, and she starts looking at Drew in a whole new light. Okay, sex.
Whoa. So, Charlotte,
it's hard not to.
I know. It's true.
You know?
What are you going to do to this movie?
I don't like it. I'm going to put a quirk in it. I don't know why the kids lost their faith in Christmas.
Fucking believable.
I don't. Well,
you offended Drew. Drew, sorry, what Drew. Are you going to do to this movie?
I'm pouring it up because I said my name like 10 times in this. Just the.
That's true. Just the
thing. So
you can really relate.
Even if I wanted to put a cork in it, I couldn't. I have to by default.
Well, Drew, there's one thing that you're forgetting. So I'm putting a cork in it because Keisha Knight Plum is a Cosby apologist, you know?
Oh, no.
She's
like, then I change it.
She's like, he didn't rape anybody. He was really nice to me.
I don't know. He was kind of nice to me.
Ignorant woman. Why would you say that?
And she like stood by his side and all the court stuff. And like, she like went on like The View and was like, this is why I'm standing by Cosby. Like she doubled down on it after people were like, oh no, Keisha, like we like you. Like you were an adorable child. Like maybe like just like don't say anything. Kind of like most of the Full House cast does with Lori Loughlin. They're just like not making any comments.
They're like,
you just gotta let it be. Like if you're like Cosby's like my dad and I grew up with him, like keep that to yourself. And we don't need to know about it.
No.
Yeah, I changed mine because of that. I didn't know that.
And it's sad because she's like in all these Lifetime movies now, and I'm like, why do we like her? She's like not a good person.
No. Oh no.
Yeah.
Well, she might be like. I wouldn't say it. She might be okay as a person.
Sure.
She might just be stupid and be like, well, I was fine with him. He didn't rape me and drug me and do all those things. So I think he's fine. Everyone else is lying. Like, no, just
not cool.
Shut up. Just shut up. Shut up.
Don't do that.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Shut up. Moving on. The next movie has the best title of the season. Ooh. It's called Christmas Yule Blog.
Oh, punny.
Instead of vlog.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's
instead of vlog. Right. Instead of vlog.
Instead
of vlog. Instead of tog.
Instead of tog.
Instead of pogs.
Yeah, instead of pogs. That would be a good one, too.
I'd watch that.
It's like, that's in the 90s.
Totally a 90s thing.
Using pogs.
I'm going to get my nephew Pogs for Christmas, and he'll just be like, what the hell is this?
What the fuck is this shit?
Like, it's my Pogs. I've been saving them since I was 9.
And there's a slammer on it.
Nothing. Well, actually, you could probably, if you still had Pogs now, you probably could.
I wonder if
you probably could, like, you probably could, like, make some bank on them now.
They were adorable little cardboard coins.
Yeah, so fun.
You try to win on... I don't even know how to play. I was like...
I have no idea.
I think like you turned him over. Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, I bought some at some point and then was like, oh, no, this is stupid.
This is stupid, yeah. Give me a Tamagotchi. Yeah. I'm over this.
I immediately. No, these are stupid. This is a stupid thing.
So the Christmas Yule blog stars Sarah Canning, Allison Ari, and Zach Santiago.
Hell yeah.
I think this is Drew's turn to read.
Yeah, I'll go for it. Caroline Williams, a well-known social media travel writer, is given the 100-year-old Christmas parade in the small town of Cartier, New Mexico. Not excited about the assignment, Caroline goes anyway and meets a high school music teacher, Oscar Ortiz, who introduces her to a side of Christmas that she has never seen, with different traditions and meanings. In the 12 days before Christmas, Caroline falls in love with Christmas all over again and finds true love for herself.
Oh, self-love.
Well, that's good. But probably
she finds true love, not like herself, true
not,
love.
Not with herself.
It's like for herself. You know,
yeah. Oh. Damn it.
I know. Drew, what are you going to do to this movie?
I'm going to chill on it. Because it's cool to have like like some Mexican representation in a movie, and I think that's what this is. And so it's like white and Mexican shit. But I don't. I'm not. They just gave me the whole movie in the synopsis, so I don't like that. So that's why I have to like let it rest, let it chill,
let it breathe, let it breathe.
I'll let it breathe. Normally, I would just say fuck it. It's done, cork it, but like because there seems to be some like some Latinx kind of stuff going on here and mixing it up with the whiteys. Yeah.
I think we love that.
Yeah.
I think I like that, but they just gave me the entire plot, so I don't know.
Yeah, way to go.
Bored. I'm bored.
Okay. All of a sudden. That's fair. Charlotte, how about you?
I'm a port up for Senor Ortiz and Miss Williams. Mm-hmm. Get that Latin love on her. She needs it. She looks stiff as shit.
She does need that. She needs that.
There you go.
She needs that spice.
Oh yeah.
I bet. Although, I'll tell you what. New Mexico, I'm changing it. I'm going to change it. I'm going to pour it up because of the green chili. The green chili in New Mexico. Just for that reason. I'm sure there's going to be some green chili. I hope there's a green chili scene.
Maybe.
It's probably. In the hope that there's a scene where she's like, I never had green chili because I'm from the...
Well, Drew, we're going to talk about it. So we'll put that in your little cap. We'll remember this. And if it doesn't have green chili, then you'll put a cork in it. That's how this works.
But right now I'm just going to be like, I'm picturing a scene where he's like, have you ever had green chili, bitch? And she's like, nah,
maybe.
Nah, motherfucker. And then she tries it. And then they fuck each other.
Jesus Christ. Well,
I mean, this is Lifetime, but I'm not sure if that's how it's going to go. So Sarah Canning is an actress that's been in a bunch of Lifetime movies. The best movie she's ever been in was called Amish Abduction, where she steals her son and goes to live outside of the Amish country, and her husband comes and find her, Abraham, and he's like very confused by like it's like Encino Man but for Amish people. It's so great. So for that I'm gonna pour it up because if she could pull off that and I was like entertained, I'm down to see what she's gonna do with a New Mexico honky honk.
Interesting.
Great.
Okay, our next movie is called A Welcome Home Christmas. It airs Saturday, November 7th at 8/7 Central. It stars Jana Kramer, Brandon Quinn, Charlene Tinton. Is that one person? Tim Reed from Sister Sister, and Rose Reed, maybe his daughter.
Was Tim the dad? The strict dad?
Yeah, Tim's the strict dad from Sister Sister. So
we
love him.
Yes. Okay.
Who's reading this one? I forgot.
Me.
Okay.
Chloe has always been supported various military organizations. Oh boy. Okay. Including the town's army toy drive for Christmas.
And the secret military.
This year she is paired up with Michael, a vet who recently returned home, and together they recruit other veterans and active military personnel to help in the cause as the community gears up for the officers' Christmas ball, where all the kids will meet Santa Claus and receive their gift. Michael and Chloe begin to realize the greatest gift this season has been each other's company.
Look at that.
Well.
That's cute.
Shit.
So we'll start with Charlotte. What are you going to do to this movie?
I love Tim Reed, so I'm pouring it all over my body. I don't like the military feel on it, but it's going to get, you know,
It's Lifetime military, so it'll be like Army Wives, not like, not like Hallmark, like, you know. Purple. I don't even know what Hallmark does with this, but they're like America. Yeah. Lifetime's more like realistic with it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna let this one breathe. I don't know. This gave me a lot of. I don't care. I don't care enough.
Okay, like, That's fair.
I'll let it breathe, but like you know, hey. Thank you for your service.
So as you guys know, I'm the Lifetime expert, and from the description. And the picture and the cast, I would let it breathe. I mean, I love Tim Reed, but he's not enough to make me care about the leads in this movie. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yep.
But there's one key factor that makes this movie a pour it up for me, and that is the director, Jake Helgren, who we've talked about, and Tayshaun tried to hook me up with on the podcast.
What?
Yeah. He's a gay Lifetime director. He does the campiest, the most fun Lifetime movies. So I feel like him doing a Lifetime-y Christmas with this type of military stuff, it's not going to be too sappy. It's going to be more realistic.
Okay.
And like not so dramatic, more like comedy, like maybe think like Private Benjamin, maybe type of vibes.
Okay.
Not Private Ryan.
It's not going to be like
different private. So who knows? I mean, I'm hoping that it's fun. Yeah. We'll see. I'm still going to let it breathe, even though Jake is directing. But I just wanted to point out that Jake, if you ever want to come on the podcast,
absolutely,
we're here for you. We're ready to do it. We have a Zoom set up. We're ready to go.
Get up on here. Get up on this.
And you guys, we did our first Christmas preview. This is it.
Yay!
We made it. So we're mid-November. It's going to pick up to a crazy speed after this. But I think we'll stop things now. We'll come back in a couple weeks. So after this week, we'll have another Alex episode where we're talking about representation in TV matter. Representation in TV movies and why it matters.
Yeah.
Say that three times fast. And that's a segment that will continue through next year once we pick back up. Oh, by the way, Drew, we're taking January off because I need a break from watching Lifetime.
Girl, I need a break from hearing about Lifetime.
Absolutely. So we're definitely taking January off, but we are going to be here for you all holiday season in the quarantine. Put us in your stocking, you know, make a stocking for us on your fireplace. Mm-hmm. Patrick and Drew Bear and Sharla. You know, we're all here for you. We just love you, and we just want you to have a happy Christmas, even if it is Halloween.
Take a picture of it, Instagram it, that you have a stocking for us, because we need stockings.
There you go. Okay, so I think that's it.
I need socks.
Oh my God. Drew, so desperate.
I'm skipping pluggy time. I'm skipping Candace. We don't have time for that. We have to to the previews. So we'll be back in a couple weeks with another preview episode. Until then, we'll see you. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.